The overall percentage of people in the Glenties electoral area who have not been able to meet their rate demands this year is around 16.9%. That represents an 8% increase on any other electoral area in our county. It shows the hemorrhaging of employment that is in the Glenties electoral area. It also reflects the amount of business that are closing down within the Glenties electoral area. It's something as a public representative that I'm very concerned about. It's something which I raised today at the council meeting to try to ensure that Donegal County Council would look at this electoral area in a more specific and in-depth manner.
However, you will, of course, as we heard in the meeting today, get other councillors from other areas who believe they need to be looked at in a special way. The suggestion was made maybe that the whole county could be given some sort of a special treatment by government. Would that suit you?
Well, I can understand that, but where I was coming from was that the amount of rates defaulters in the Glenties electoral area is much more than in the rest of the county. Donegal, of course, should be made a special case. We're in a border region here. There are many people crossing the border to do their weekly shopping. That is affecting the ratepayers and the business people of County Donegal. And Donegal should be singled out to be looked at by way of infrastructure needs, be it broadband, be it roads, be it water and sewage, so that it is more beneficial for people to set up business in Donegal, and when they set up, that it's beneficial for them to stay within Donegal to create employment and jobs for the Indigenous community of Donegal, people living here.